I used to like those with pedals when I was a
That's
kid.
That's one of the things electricity has helped again. We have now, instead of having that old grindstone that we use to sharpen tools with, now we use an emery wheel and an electric motor, and you push a button and you do it twice as quick and it works.
Yeah, I remember
a lot better.
In the Forest Service, another fellow and I spent a rainy Saturday morning sharpening our axes, and we got a fire call. We went out that afternoon, and he cut a big hole in his foot.
Sure, it got too short.
Yeah, and he just wanted to use it, and he was hitting some old pitch pine.
Sure.
Did you have anything that you could carry in your pocket to sharpen scythe out in the field? Wet rock?
Well, we didn't use no scythe. A fair few limbs. It's about going to cut weeds with them. When I was a kid, yeah, they had wet rock and files. Of course, we had files of wet rocks like that now.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to, I don't think I've asked you this question before, so I'll ask it now. What did you call the things that you held in your hand when you rode a horse?
Reins.
And if you were driving a wagon?
Lines.
Plow?
Lines, again.
And what did you do to keep these supple?
Separate.
No, keep them smooth and soft. Did you put anything on them?
Well, yes, they were oiled lightly and then wiped off pretty clean. Actually, the reins on a horse's necks or lines will get sweaty off a horse and get hard. And to keep them pliable, you'll use some... the grease we used in was tallow. That's all we had for grease. Mm-hmm. And later come Needs foot oil.
Mm-hmm.
But the tallow, beef tallow, would be cooked and hardened and blocked, and we'd use that for grease, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still very good to keep boots from leaking. It still turned a lot of water.
What did you use for lights?
Lights, well, we had coal oil lamps. Far back as I can remember, there were lots of candle holders around where they had used them, but they was coal oil lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Then come the Aladdin lamp, and that was a honey. Then come the gas lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And then come the electricity. That was our lighting system on down.
Mm-hmm. In the gas lantern, was there a carburetor on those? A little.
Yeah, there's a little old, not a carburetor you'd call it. Actually, you had to heat it to generate that thing to get it to go. And we still have them. I believe we still got one down there. Tenant house, I think there's a gas lantern down there used in fishing yet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that little outfit that screws off there and comes up, stops up occasionally on you?
I don't know. Generator, I think. Is
That's what it is. I think it's a generator.
It's just a little tube, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little tube with a circle in it.
Uh-huh.
A little spigot in the end of it there. It's very fine. It'll cork up occasionally.
Do you have boats around here now? On the creeks or on the ponds?
No, I don't have a boat. We have a couple of motors. We usually, when we go fishing the lakes, we rent a boat.
Uh-huh.
We think it might be a little easier than fooling one all the time.
I asked about boats. So I'm interested in rowboat, pirogue, and bateau, but those aren't in this area. So some of the questionnaire I just can't use in certain places. When your wife gets ready to go to town, she has a big bag, and then she probably has a smaller thing that she'll put her coins in.
Uh-huh.
What does she call that smaller one?
Seems to me it's a purse. I don't know.
And then she may have something that she'll put on her arm to decorate?
Yeah.
Or to ornament?
Yeah, she has all that, of course. She has, she wears my mother's bracelet. She has that old type bracelet that you can unsnap and gets large slip on hand and slip back. It's a gold ornament thing. They've had them forever. She has, I don't know what you call them now. Looks like gold charm bracelets, I believe, is what they call a thing now.
Mm-hmm. And around her neck, she may wear a...
Uh-huh, yeah. She's got neck pieces she wears. I don't know, used to call them beads. I don't know what to call them now.
Have you ever heard that called a pair of beads?
Pair of beads? No, I don't think so. Bead necklace is what we used to know them as, I think.
Mm-hmm.